This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Today, President Trump says in an interview that election results could be delayed by months. He gets hit hard for it. Also, Revolutionary Communist Party endorses Joe Biden for president. What a shocker there. We've got a lot to get into, and it starts right now. Welcome to the news and why it matters. I am Sarah Gonzalez, today joined by America's favorite cowboy, Chad Prather, host of the Chad Prather Show here on Blaze TV. Thanks for being here.
I'm glad to be joined.
Are you?
You radiate today.
Well, thank you.
That's such a better compliment than to say you look pregnant.
It is. It is. Yeah, which you've said in the past.
I have foot.
Actually, you know what? The greatest compliment that Chad Prather ever gave me was last week when he told me, you know when people just look like they're dogs?
Not exactly what I said. I said, you know when people's dogs look like them?
Oh, you're right.
Huge difference.
That is way better.
Huge difference. You have a beautiful dog.
Thank you. Anyway, moving along. It's Australian week here at the News and Why It Matters. We've got our second Australian in studio on her maiden voyage on the show. The one and only Sydney Watson, political commentator. You can find her YouTube. She is what the kids call very YouTube famous. So make sure that you subscribe to her YouTube.
I love that. YouTube famous.
Yes.
That's cool.
Yes.
I'm about that.
That simply means we're unemployed but popular.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of people love listening to me complain on the internet.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah. I love that.
So President Trump, getting into the headlines of the day, President Trump now says it could take months to determine the November election outcome. This, of course, comes after he got hit hard by Democrats. Not what I would call rightfully so, that they keep saying he's not going to leave office. It's going to take the military to kick him out of office because we've just heard rumblings that President Trump is just, he's just going to try to stay forever. I mean, I can't tell you any source where I heard it from, but I'm telling you for sure that that's definitely what I heard. He had this kind of bonkers, crazy Axios interview. Here is a little clip of that part.
There is no way you can go through a mail-in vote without massive cheating.
I honestly don't understand this topic with
you. Go ahead.
The Republican Party has an extremely well-funded vote-by-mail program. Your campaign puts out emails telling people to vote by mail.
Correct.
Your daughter-in-law, Lara Trump, she did robocalls in California saying it's safe and secure, mail-in voting.
Let me tell you.
The Republican
won. We have
won.
No choice.
That was an all mail-in race.
Let me tell you. You ready?
Yeah.
We have no choice. Because right now we have, but we have many court cases that we're waiting. We have one filed in Western Pennsylvania. We have many court cases where we're trying to end it. We went through World War I, you went to the polls, you voted. We went through World War II, you went to the polls,
you've
voted.
You've had mail-in voting since the Civil War.
And now because of the China virus, we're supposed to stay home. Send millions of ballots all over the country, millions and millions. You know, you could have a case where this election won't be decided on the evening of November 3rd.
Absolutely.
This election could
what's
be decided
with that?
2 months later.
It won't be 2 months, but what's wrong with the proper
it
mailing count?
It could be decided many months later.
Have you discussed
You know why? Because lots of things will happen during that period of time, especially when you have tight margins. Lots of things can happen. There's never been anything like this when you try. Now, of course, right now we have to live with it, but we're challenging it in many courts.
You're going to litigate
all over the country.
Every time that guy talks, I want to tell him to go kiss the queen's ass. Shut up and let the president speak. Who the hell are you to sit there and keep interrupting the man when he's trying to make a very valid point? It's ridiculous. And then you're going to contradict him when he says it's probably going to be months afterward. Hey, maybe not 2 months, but why don't you go to Piccadilly and eat some fish and chips, you freaking moron? I'm so tired of these people who are acting like this. It's stupid. Well, you better be on Donald Trump. You know good well anybody with half a brain knows if you're being honest, you have made mail-in ballots, there's going to be cheating. Mm-hmm. I can't get T-shirts that people buy from my website to Pennsylvania until they go through Alaska. I was listening to the radio this morning of a guy who said he got his invitation. His invitation to the inauguration in January, it showed up at his house in March. In March. Yeah. You can't tell me. I am living proof. I use one of the sponsors of this show, GoShipo. Yep. I use GoShipo, and they save my... This ain't an advertisement. I'm just telling you. They save my butt in shipping. Yeah. But you know what? When we use the USPS...
Yes.
It's all over the world. We had one that went to the UK before it got to Seattle, Washington. Now, tell me how that makes any sense. And you're going to sit there and tell me that the president's wrong. He's not wrong on that. Shut up and listen. Shut up and listen.
Well, I don't think that they're capable of doing
that. They don't want to.
No.
That's the thing. They don't want to listen.
No. Sydney, what are your thoughts?
I was going to say, he's Aussie as well. We're continuing on with
is the he Aussie.
This is, yeah, he's
he
Aussie.
Still kisses the Queen's ass. I don't know.
Listen. We have no choice in the matter, okay? Thank you.
Well, that's what happens when you live in a totalitarian state.
That's what happens when
in
you live
monarchy.
In a monarchy. Yeah, no, that's right. She's actually our head of state, believe it or not.
Yeah.
She's, yeah.
But you do have a constitution. That's good.
Sort of. I mean,
I mean, you don't adhere to it, but whatever.
Nowhere. That's not a thing.
Neither do we.
Freedom of speech only implied. Love that for us. I think that, honestly, when it comes down to this, the way that you guys are dealing currently with the whole voting part of the election is, as an Aussie, you know, someone who has to deal with compulsory voting, and we can actually do mail-ins. That's definitely a thing, usually when you're abroad and whatnot. I just don't understand how you haven't yet worked out the system. It's like baffling to me that this country is so functional in so many other ways, and when it comes to voting in the leader of your country, you can't seem to get that down pat. I mean, truthfully, like, am I wrong here?
I just
go, what is happening? Is everyone stoned? Like, what's going on?
you would think that in 240-something years, we would have had it, you know, figured out. I mean, it's...
We have so much fraud, I think, happening, and I think that's been definitely indicated in other elections, in the state elections, and things like that, where you see that people, I mean, like, even someone said, I don't know how true this was, and obviously I'm not saying this is necessarily accurate, but someone was saying recently that they had a vote sent to their cat. I mean, even if that was actually the case, or even if that's something that you know, had happened and maybe they'd misconstrued the situation, that's still insane.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
absolutely insane.
Well, you do bring up a great point, too, because it's not just the USPS and the fact that literally every American should have had some sort of awful experience with them that they can relate to. Obviously, it's personal anecdote, you know, evidence, but you should be able to go, all right, well, I mailed my son's 7th birthday party invitations and they never got to anywhere. I could see how that would cause a problem.
For sure.
But it's not just that. It's what she was saying too, Chad, that what was it, maybe 2 months ago, we just saw in the news headlines of like mail-in ballots and how they were being mishandled by, you know, post office workers and that they were getting in trouble, they were getting arrested. And it's like we see this in the headlines all the time, but we're not willing to believe that it happens.
Have you ever lost anything that had anything lost in the mail?
Yes.
Have you ever had anything lost in the mail? I mailed something 2 days ago. It was a check. It was a sizable check. I mailed it. I mailed it certified. I mailed it with the expectation of it showing up by 10 a.m. the following morning. Took 2 days.
My mom had stuff posted through Wayfair to my apartment because my mom lives in Australia. Things are a lot cheaper here. She's doing like God's work by buying things in America. But she had it posted to my apartment and UPS were like, we don't know where you are. So I had to call them. I swear to God, like an hour on the phone with these people being like, just send it to this apartment. Like, it's going to be fine. And I mean, I'm not throwing shade at like these postal workers because I think they have a reasonably difficult job, particularly with the coronavirus situation happening and all that, because I'm sure that they're very overloaded, but it's inefficient. It's an inefficient system.
Like, I go back to the year 2000, right? I can still see those guys holding up those ballots, looking at the dimpled Chads in Miami-Dade County, right? And in Fort Lauderdale and trying to figure out the hanging Chads and the dangling Chads. I stayed up till 3 o'clock in the morning trying to see who was going to win that election, George W. or Al Gore. I stayed up, and then we realized this thing isn't going to be decided. It's going to take some time. So if that was a nightmare, then if that digital or whatever, the mobile app thing they tried to vote for the primaries, if that didn't work in Iowa, how in the world do you really honestly think? These aren't, and remember, folks, these aren't absentee ballots we're talking about.
Right. And that is an important distinction, because people in the mainstream media are not making it.
And may I say happy birthday to the 44th president of the United States, Barack Hussein Obama, who said just the other day in a crowded church while he eulogized John Lewis that Trump is undermining the voting process by undermining the postal service. Well, if everybody could sit in there and listen to your preachy blather all day long over John Lewis's body, then they can go into a polling place. But isn't it funny? They want to shut down schools, they want to shut down churches, and of all places, that's where they hold the polls.
That's a great point. To add to that, just in the news, the exact same time that President Trump is being hit for this, judge ruled Monday. The picture?
Yeah, she's hot.
Oh, okay.
Well, I can't see her, but whatever.
A federal judge ruled Monday that approximately 1,000 absentee ballots that were not postmarked by the deadline, if they were even postmarked at all, have to be counted in a New York congressional primary that has not been decided yet after 6 weeks. Now, the woman who won, Representative Carolyn Maloney, appears to have beat her challenger, but only by like 3,700 votes.
Do we know that's her?
And that, I mean, yes, it's her. And there are more than 12,000 disputed ballots.
That's a masked Maloney.
That's huge.
Yeah, it's huge. And so now you have a new federal judge who's ruled that 1,000 absentee ballots that were not postmarked by the deadline, perhaps not postmarked at all, now have to be counted. It doesn't feel like it's a far stretch to say, look at this. Probably if we applied it to a bigger election, we could see the problems that could stem from that, but then you're probably called a conspiracy theorist.
Well, I think the fact of the matter is you have fraud, and it happens in these cases. And I mean, I don't know how many Americans will agree with me, because again, I come at a lot of this stuff from the Aussie standpoint, but I think that voting is something that you have to do. Like, I really believe that. I think that it actually makes me want to rip my hair out sometimes when Americans are like, I just don't care. I'm just not going to vote. Yeah. Like, you have a responsibility to your country, in my opinion, to go out and cast a vote, to be educated enough to cast a vote.
So let me ask you something on that really quickly. I don't mean to cut you off. But
go for it.
So what responsibility does one have then to get informed before they vote?
Yeah,
because the Americans that I know that don't vote, I'm like, I'm kind of glad you're not voting because you don't know anything about it.
Well, on that front, I definitely think that people should have at least like a basic understanding of, you know, who the parties are. Because again, like some people will be like, I don't even know who is the Democratic leader or you vice, you know, whatever.
Right. Oh, they have a D. Cool. I'm going to vote for them.
Exactly. Or, you know, they just do what their parents do if they're like, you know, 18 plus. And so there's a level there where I think that you have to be informed. So, I mean, that's the caveat to this opinion is you have to be informed.
Okay.
Not everyone can be informed, obviously, because some people just don't care. And, you know, whether or not I think that's acceptable, some people just aren't interested, but it does affect them. So I don't know if that's necessarily the best argument to make. Yeah. But as far as deciding the leader of a country or your state or whatever, I do think that if you're going to live there, you're going to, you know, pay your taxes and or even take benefits from the government, you should be at least knowledgeable in who you're putting into office. Yeah. And that's just, you know, that's, and also you should be voting for them too.
No, you're right.
And this stuff is not complicated to me.
In Australia, you're fined if you don't vote.
Yes.
Right. You're required to do that, right?
Well, so it's compulsory. You have to sign up for it.
That is the beauty of living in America. It is not a right. It is a privilege.
What does Josh that mean Hammer though? Because you've said this before. Like, what does that mean?
So, when you say let's say I become a felon. I go to prison. You know, I have some heinous crime or whatever. I don't now have the right. I've lost my privilege.
You've lost it.
Right. I didn't lose a right. I lost a privilege. So to come out now and I'm felonious and I have some record against me, I've lost that privilege to be able to vote. I don't have there's nothing in there that says that you absolutely have the right to vote. And Josh Hammer, our good buddy and juris doctor, would certainly come in and educate us much more eloquently on this. But that's the whole thing. And because I used to always say, hey, you got a right to vote. you got the right to vote. And he told me one time, he said, no, mm-hmm. you got a privilege. Mm-hmm. It's a privilege. And a privilege is something that's even greater because it is something that was given to you. It's a, I mean, if I say white privilege, that means I have an advantage because of the color of my skin. If I say I have the privilege of the, of to vote, that means that I have an advantage because just by the very nature of being a citizen of this country to go out there and determine who my representatives are going to be on the local, state, and federal level. And that's why this thing gets so important. Look, we're a country that is divided and we're not coming back together. We're not coming back together. Jesus Christ himself could not bring us back together if he were here manifest in the flesh. It just ain't going to happen because the other side's going to say, ain't he a great socialist? And then the other side's going to say, man, ain't he a great capitalist? And nobody's going to agree on any of it, yeah. right? That's where we are. So I'm going to give the left New Mexico. Y'all can have it. We don't want to hear anything else. Y'all do your thing.
Right. We've got more to come. First, we want to thank our sponsor, Patriot Mobile. You know, the left is all about cancel culture, talking about the divide between the left and the right. So why not get in on the action, too? All right. Cancel your leftist supporting cell phone provider and make the switch to America's only conservative cell phone carrier. That is Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They're not going to charge you hidden fees. And by the way, they're not going to send part of your hard-earned money that you're paying in your bill every month to left-leaning causes like Planned Parenthood and gun control advocate organizations. They're not going to do that. You can also get the same reliable nationwide service and support a company that loves this country. They share your values. They are a small business. They are trying to live the American dream here. They support our Constitution and they put people before profits. Now it's 2020. Switching is very easy. You can keep your phone number. I know there are a lot of people who are like, but I don't want to lose my phone number, but I don't want to get a new phone. You don't have to do either of those things. You can keep your number. You can keep your phone. Mm-hmm. You can buy a new one if you want. Do whatever you want. You get the same nationwide reliable coverage and you don't have to support all of these left-leaning organizations that you're working so hard to fight against. Join their family of freedom-loving Americans right now at Patriot Mobile. You can get free activation plus a free gift with offer code NEWS. Veterans and first responders save even more, by the way. So if you are a veteran or a first responder, make sure that you are checking out Patriot Mobile's amazing deals that they have right now. You can go to patriotmobile.com/news. They have customized plans starting at just $25, you guys. They are trying to make this really easy for those of you who have been affected, especially by the recent coronavirus pandemic. You know, when the government shuts you down, it turns out that you run out of money. So check out their awesome plans. It is patriotmobile.com/news. Back in a minute. Well, you should have heard this argument that was going on offset, well, on set, but off air. There was coffee mugs being thrown.
Listen. I'll go on record. You know, you and your husband can hear my voice right now from the director's booth. You're my work wife. I love you. I missed you all weekend long. Sydney is my pal. She's my mate. To use language she understands. Sydney and I love Sydney because Sydney calls it the way she sees it.
Yes.
And I appreciate that. She's blunt about it. And we were just having a little disagreement on some semantics that are there. Mm-hmm. But that's okay. I respect her right to be wrong. It's okay.
I was going to say you're pretty, so I'm not going to yell at you like, you know, when we're filming. But as soon as they're off.
And the issue is over the right versus privilege, and it tends to get into semantics and stuff like that.
You're right. It is semantics. But I think it's also, again, I think, despite the fact that I live and work in the United States and I'm so thankful to be here and I love this country and I'm so glad to be a citizen, at the end of the day, I still have a lot of Australian values and things. So I think that when I do butt heads with Americans, it's not because I don't respect what they're saying.
Well,
it's
what happens is
my value system is different.
It's ingrained in you.
Exactly.
It's different. And also, correct me on this, I think that a lot of people who immigrate to the U.S., they have this idea of how the U.S. functions and how it works. Mm-hmm. And so few people, even Americans, have an understanding of what liberty is and how fragile it is. That's why when we have this conversation, I get real passionate about this election. I get real passionate about politics because at the end of the day, I'm not a political scientist. I'm a culture guy. I care about how the things that are happening in the state houses and in the federal houses affect my family at home. Mm-hmm. So for me, I know how fragile liberty is. I know that people have died to have it and for us to have it. And those sacrifices have been made. So when you realize how I heard someone say a long time ago about grace. They said, you know, if you ever really truly taught the biblical definition of grace, it would be dangerous because people would think they have license just to go out and sin and do anything they want to do and live a licentious lifestyle. It's almost that way with liberty. If you have true liberty, then it's almost too easy to abuse. That's why you always have to balance it with personal responsibility.
Yeah.
And that sometimes is hard to understand on that. I'm so thankful for it, and I die to protect it.
Yeah.
Because there's no other way to live, in my opinion.
But that's what makes America such a unique place to live in a unique country,
yeah.
You know, amongst all the other countries in the world. And that's why, again, I mean, like, we joke about Australia being, like, kind of left-wing, kind of socialist-y sometimes.
And I love Australia, by the way.
You know, yeah, I mean, and I do, too. Like, it's, I mean, it's a great place. But, I mean, you're right in the sense that, I mean, Aussies will, and I don't know how many Aussies will like me saying this, but Aussies will always pursue security over freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, naturally, if you're ingrained in a culture like that, you're going to end up with some kind of skewed opinions.
And people perceive that. No.
Well, which on that topic, let's switch to the coronavirus lockdown. So Neil Kashkari.
It's okay, doesn't
Neil Kashkari, president of the Minneapolis Federal Reserve Bank, is calling for America to go into a, quote, hard shutdown for at least a month because it's necessary to stop the spread of coronavirus. And don't worry, the U.S. government can afford it, according to this guy, who is the president of the Minneapolis Federal Reserve Bank. Here's what he had to say.
If we were to lock down really hard, I know I hate to even suggest it, people will be frustrated by it, but if we were to lock down hard for a month or 6 weeks, we could get the case count down so that our testing and our contact tracing was actually enough to control it. The way that it's happening in the Northeast right now, they had a rocky start, but they're doing a pretty good job right now. Now, if we don't do that and we just have this raging virus spreading throughout the country with flare-ups and local lockdowns for the next year or two, which is entirely possible, we're going to see many, many more business bankruptcies, small businesses, big businesses, and that's going to take a lot of time to recover from, to rebuild those businesses and then to bring workers back in and re-engage them in the workforce. That's going to be a much slower recovery for all of us.
I have a feeling that this guy has some thoughts.
First of all, you spell your name Neil with two E's. I see San Francisco. I got a Cleveland. I got an I got a Dallas. I got an Atlanta. I got a okay. Neil, you're not on the list, buddy. I'm putting my cash back. Who the hell? Wait, who is this guy? Start telling us we got to have some hard national shutdown. Shouldn't he be printing some money somewhere?
No, that's what
the hell's going on right now?
That's what he said. Let's just print more. We'll just print more money.
Print more money. It's going to be fine.
If I went on somewhere and said, you know what? I'm a host on Blaze TV. I think we should have a hard shutdown for at least 3 months. And people would be like, No, they'd be like, shut up. This guy prints money.
Yeah.
The Federal Reserve. I told you guys, read The Creature from Jekyll Island, and that'll tell you everything you need to know about the Federal Reserve. That's enough.
Sydney.
These people don't live in reality. And no. I think that's why Chad's getting a little bit hot and bothered. But they don't live or access reality. I mean, it's so funny because when I listen to people like this talk, when I listen to some of these doctors and things talk, I'm just like, do you realize that the average citizen right now is like not doing so well?
Yeah.
I mean, not just in America, but across the world, like the average person not doing so well. Mm-hmm. And you're out here like, let's just close down more of their lives. Let's just put them in confinement even more.
Oh, thank you, Sydney.
Well, it's just absurd. We're at this point though, where the cases might be going up, but the deaths have mm-hmm. dropped significantly. Mm-hmm. And I don't understand, right? My followers hate when I say this stuff, but I'm sort of at this point where I don't care anymore. This stuff drives me insane because since all of this kicked off, at the start, I was like, you know what? I'm willing to listen. Convince me. Like, I'm willing to do what you want me to do because I don't want, you know, a huge portion of the population to die.
Right.
Fine.
Yeah.
As it dragged out and it dragged into 2 months, 3 months of lockdown, I thought to myself, this feels oddly political. I wonder what's going to happen here.
Yeah.
And every time it seems that we get told that we need to do this or do that, then you have someone else contradicting that. And so none of the information makes any sense. And it's, I'm basically at this point where I think, I don't trust any of you. Mm-hmm. And if it is politically motivated, which it kind of seems like it is at this point, really, then they don't care. They don't give a damn at all whatsoever about how many people are sick.
No.
Which, mind you...
Or how many businesses fail.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so it's all about, and I hate to say it, but I feel like it's a lot of this is about attacking Trump. Yeah. I feel like a lot of this is about population control, and I am really sick of it.
Yeah.
Fantastic point. It really is.
And I mean, to her point, how else do you go about looking at it when you have seen their goalposts move from 2 weeks so that hospitals don't get overwhelmed to, well, hold on, we may need to hole up in our houses until a vaccine becomes available, to now the latest, which is, well, even when there's a vaccine, that doesn't mean that we stop wearing masks or socially distancing. How else? I mean, I don't understand the people who don't, like, who can think that it can be anything else other than politically motivated when you look at how far we've shifted in such little time.
Well, the values have changed.
Yeah.
Yeah, the goalposts keep changing. The goalposts keep changing.
And this guy says, wear masks at home now is the new one.
I don't know if you saw that.
Yes,
love that.
Yes. And this guy says,
Mask during intercourse.
I knew you were going to bring that up. And this guy says, shut everything down for longer when we've already got reports coming out that, what, 50, 60% of restaurants, they ain't coming back, is what the studies show. They're not. It's not that they're going to come back after all this is. They ain't coming back.
They're not coming back.
But shut them down for longer, this guy says.
Do you know how dangerous it is to wear a mask during intercourse and try to shout a safe word and somebody misunderstands you? I mean, that's, we're talking deadly stuff.
Chad,
here.
Are you telling us this based on personal experience?
Yeah, don't ever use the word banana. It sounds like wah, wah, wah. And they think you're saying harder. Listen to me. Here's the problem. I walk around the streets of Fort Worth, Texas, Dallas, Texas, and I walk these cities I go into, and I see these posters on the sidewalk that say, together as a community, we can be safe. We can protect one another as a community. As a community, we can do this together, this and that. I love the word community. It means a whole lot to me for a lot of different reasons. But when I start seeing it in that context, what I hear is communism. I start hearing a loss of rights that together I've got to do this because the state requires it. I went through the Chick-fil-A to get me some of that shoeshine and Jesus chicken. And let me tell you, they got a sign out there that says, just remember, we love you. Who the hell loves me? They give me my chicken in a box out the window. They won't hug me. They won't touch me. They're all gloved up and masked up. You don't love me. You won't put a mask on and yell a safe word with me. You're holding my chicken in a box. You see how insane this is?
Yes.
And we're normalizing this. I am watching basketball. Yeah. Oh, wow. I have to check it out. I'm watching the baseball. I'm watching the basketball because I'm sitting at the sports bar eating my chicken wings. And I'm watching it on the TV. And I feel like I'm watching Tron. Like I'm watching a running man. There's no audience out there. There's just cardboard people that are in there. And they're playing in this bubble. And I feel like I'm watching some kind of Ready Player One movie where there's no actual people doing this thing. And it's gotten ridiculous. And we're normalizing this. You know, Obama, he's going to come out there and tell you about the life of John Lewis, how important voting over mail really is. And then they show this crowd and they're all masked up and I'm like, this crap is surreal at this point.
No, but then you have to add on to it. It's not just the fact that all that stuff is happening, but then you have to consider that you can go out and protest,
right? Yeah.
And it's fine.
Oh, yeah.
It's fine now.
Or you know.
I'm a preach. I'm not ready.
You've got all of these elites who get to attend John Lewis's funeral. Mm-hmm. No one else can do that. Mm-hmm. Your mom dies, your family member dies. You don't get to have a funeral for them because you're not important enough. And they get the quarantine restrictions. Mm-hmm. They don't have to abide by those.
It's amazing because, like, I mean, I don't know how much non-political content you guys consume, but I watch a lot of the weirdos on YouTube who have, you know, these like 12 million followers, but talk about how they do their makeup and whatever.
Yeah.
And I just enjoy it because it's a brain break from, you know, like Joe Biden drooling on himself. It's just a nice holiday for my brain.
It's like hashtag goals. If I could have that many YouTube subscribers doing my makeup.
About
sure
it.
You deserve it.
But what is remarkable to me is a lot of these people are like, hey guys, I mean, and they're like, they're woefully misinformed, so I guess we can forgive them because it's kind of difficult to actually construct ideas when you have 5 brain cells, but they will tell their audiences, wear a mask, do this, do that, fine, whatever. They're regurgitating what they've been told.
Yeah.
But then they themselves, these complete noodles with their gazillions of dollars from their 12 million followers are having these house parties, and they're going out and they're going on their boats and doing this and doing that and interacting with so many people day in and day out.
And broadcasting it, right?
And then, yeah, exactly. Yeah. But then going to their followers and saying, now you must do the opposite of what I do because I, in the upper echelon of society, am better than you.
Yes.
Listen, we were out of town. Our crew was on the tour bus over the weekend, right? And I'm in the back. I'm back there because I'm chilling because I'm a capitalist and I got it like that. And I'm watching. I couldn't find the remote, so it was Formula One racing that was on Sunday morning, right? And these guys are standing all apart from each other, interviewing, holding the microphones, wearing their masks. And I'm like, really? Seriously? You're going to go out there and wreck your at 220 miles an hour, but make sure you're not having a conversation close by each other. This is stupid. And I know everybody that watches this show, y'all get mad when I start yelling. I'm sorry for yelling. I'm not sorry for yelling.
No.
I just get passionate about this thing. It's dumb. Because we're not going back. We're not going back.
No.
We're not going back, Sarah.
I know.
This is normal. This is what they're going to do now.
I will fight it until my last breath. I will fight it until my last breath.
Hire a tutor. Hire a tutor. Your kids aren't going back to school. Not the way you think they are.
Well, I pulled my kid out because they said masks are required. And I said, okay, I guess I'm doing it from home because he's not wearing a mask.
Listen, teachers, here's the deal. Charge $50 an hour. Go in, do 4 hours, 3 days a week. Make more money than you've ever made. Yep. Just do it. Just do it. And forget this stuff. Become an entrepreneur.
And by the way, contact me if you're in this area and you would like to do that because I'm looking for someone.
I'm telling you, do it. I'm going to run a service. I'm going to start this new business for you. I'm going to run
Please
a service.
Do it.
And, an educator service.
Vet someone.
And I'm going to be the governor.
Well, that's also true. Chad Prather, 2022. Make sure that you sign up to vote. Maybe we'll have mail-in voting.
I got ideas.
Maybe we'll have mail-in voting by then, and we can just all vote often.
Yeah, we'll just like stack
early and often.
We're going to snatch all those climate crisis pieces of paper you got stuck all over the streets up and send them to Greta Thunberg through the USPS, and maybe she'll get them in 22.
We've got more to come. First, we want to thank our sponsor this segment, Omega XL. So it turns out there are a lot of Americans who just live in pain every day. And maybe because, you know, you're getting to that age where just things hurt all the time. And maybe because maybe you're like me, you need some. Why don't you pour some whiskey, Chad?
Okay.
maybe you got in a car accident. All right. I had a car accident a while ago and I got some protruding herniated disc from it. And I was just living in pain like every single day. And I was like, well, this is kind of depressing. You just walk around and you wake up and you're in pain and you go to bed and you're in pain. What are you doing?
I'm making sure James has me centered. I move a lot, and he gets mad.
Oh, my God, this guy. So if you have a pain in the ass like Chad Prather, and you're looking for a way to defeat it, you got to go to Omega XL. So if you've got, really, though, if you've got all this back pain, this neck pain, this shoulder pain, you could put topical creams on it, maybe, and it'll mask it for like 20 minutes. But what you don't realize is that the cause of it is inflammation. So you have to get to the root cause, which is inflammation, or else it can cause permanent damage. It's going to keep coming back. You're not actually solving the problem. Omega XL does that, and it's backed by 35 years of clinical research. It is also natural, and get this, okay, Sydney will appreciate this. It is a powerful essential fatty acid combination from the pristine waters of New Zealand.
Completely different country.
Don't you share some of the water?
They poop in the same water.
Like the water current probably shares the same water.
Doesn't
all right,
say Australia doesn't I say know. Australia.
Look,
but it does help my gout. I'll say that in my ankles.
Does it?
Omega XL. I love it. It takes care. I haven't had gout pain in a year.
Wow.
Like almost a year. You know how bad I've suffered with it. I mean, I come in here.
Oh, he was hobbling like he was 80 years old.
In my ankles.
And it's helped for him. It can help you if you are looking to get out of pain. It's life-changing. All right. Mm-hmm. Order Omega XL now. You can get a second bottle for free. You got to go to omegaxl.com/news. That is omegaxl.com/news. Back in a minute. Good news. The founder and leader of the Revolutionary Communist Party, USA, announced yesterday that they are backing Democrat presidential nominee Joe Biden for president. Now, I would like to say his announcement says Biden is not, quote, better than Trump in any meaningful way, except that he is not Trump and is not part of the move to consolidate and enforce fascist rule with everything that means. To approach this election from the standpoint of which candidate is better means failing to understand that the truly profound stakes and potential consequences of what is involved. The fact that there can only be one good that can come out of this election, delivering a decisive defeat to Trump and the whole fascist regime. It's so weird hearing the communist, revolutionary Communist Party USA founder talking about how we need to defeat fascism.
I feel like it's this term that people employ just to mean something undesirable. And yet when you really ask them what is fascism, they couldn't pin it down to save themselves.
It's what Trump is doing.
So they use it indiscriminately to describe anyone and anything that they don't like. I mean, Chad and I were talking about this earlier. And so, like, this whole thing with, you know, with these guys endorsing Biden, I just think, like, I don't really believe in guilt by association. I don't really know how much I think that this is particularly, you know, relevant to whatever. You know, people will disagree with me, but that's okay. But the fact that what they've said here, that Trump is no like worse than Biden and vice versa, like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's quite a ringing endorsement.
Exactly. They're like, you're not that bad, but you're also like, I mean, like, it's sort of like a movie, right? Like, you might go see it in the cinema, but they're like, I'm not going to buy it on DVD. Like, it's not it.
There's why I love her.
So ringing endorsement of Biden. Well, he's not Trump, which honestly I think is a lot of people's opinions. Is there anyone who's passionate about Joe Biden?
No.
I don't know if you could be passionate about someone who's basically, I mean, it's actually really sad what's happening to him. And we're watching it happen, like, actively before our eyes. I have to mute him.
He deteriorates more every week.
So, for sure. I have to mute him when he talks because I get so distressed. I don't agree with him in any capacity, but I just go, this poor man.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for him, too. I really do. But hey, what goes around comes around.
Yeah, I would feel more sorry for him if he wasn't so corrupt.
You're reaping what you've sown for a long, long time, man. You know, half a century in Washington, D.C., close to that. He's never done anything that anybody can point to, except maybe the 94 crime bill, which is not something that I would run on.
Not in the Democrat Party.
And so, you know, our friend Jesse Kelly, we were talking about Jesse earlier, when somebody messaged him on Twitter and said, when's the next KKK rally? He said August 17th in Milwaukee. Talking about the DNC. I think it's August 7th. I don't know. I don't even care. But here's the thing. You know, my father passed away 2 years ago. And 2 years prior to him passing away, he had dementia. I could see it in his eyes. You see the attempt to recognize. You see all of these things. And so I feel sorry for the man in that physically he's going through this. Now, isn't it convenient that it was almost like if you wanted to put Joe up there and run him and kind of control him as a puppet, like, he's at the age where, wouldn't it be convenient if there was like a pandemic out there that maybe he caught it and he couldn't run for one reason or another. And so we had to slide somebody else in there that never had to go through any of the primary process. It would be a very weird thing, like, if something like that were to happen in 2020. I don't know. But that's just me talking fiction, right?
Fiction.
So, Joe, God bless you. I've never seen anyone with a Biden bumper sticker on their car.
No. I did. In Fort Worth? Yes, I did.
Yeah. In Fort Worth?
In Fort Worth.
But it was just the one.
He had, I'm assuming it was a, well, actually, no, I don't know. Maybe it was a her.
Don't
maybe.
Whoa, gender.
Don't. Yeah,
no,
yeah,
I'm not gonna.
Yeah,
I'm not going to roll on that. No, I take that back. The person in question, they had a Beto sticker. And a Biden sticker,
I know they got a Beto somewhere on that thing.
Oh my God, this is, yeah, but that's the first one I saw, first and last one, except when I lived in D.C., you see him a little bit, see him a lot. they are out there. People are out there who like Biden.
They're out there because they don't like Trump. There's nothing inspiring about Joe Biden. There's nothing when he talks about climate crisis. There's nothing inspiring.
Or his sister wife.
You know, yeah, exactly.
We love that one.
And I agree with you 100%, Sydney. As we were talking earlier, we don't agree with guilt by association. So David Duke endorses Donald Trump. Louis Farrakhan endorses Barack Obama. I don't care about any of that stuff. Morons are out there, and they're going to endorse somebody.
Well, they can also pick and choose which parts of someone's political campaign they identify with. So, for example, like, you could have a candidate being like, I want to outlaw guns, and someone over here who thinks that we should also be burning down, you know, churches.
Well, and Joe Biden's
like,
not
that's fine with me.
Right. Joe Biden's not a socialist, but he can be controlled by socialists. Yes. That's
he's
why I keep saying he's a puppet, right?
Well, he's a proxy at this point.
He's by proxy. Yes. So you use him, somebody's controlling the springs. Everybody else out there is socialist. So obviously the Communist Party is going to come in and they're going to endorse that side because let's face it, everybody out there, I miss good classical liberals. I do.
I know.
Like, I got more in common with Dave Rubin and his husband, Dave, than I do with the left these days. And Dave's a liberal, right? Yeah. He's a classical liberal. Yep. I mean, libertarians are the old liberals these days.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a liberal in that regard.
Yeah. Mm. All right. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back in a minute.
My nail polish is coming off. Look at this.
A massive explosion in Lebanon's capital of Beirut. Shattered windows, rock buildings. I mean, hundreds of feet. This was a giant explosion. And apparently there was one first that got a bunch of people to take out their cell phones. There's a lot of cell phone footage of this explosion. Here's what happened. Those of you listening on podcasts, I mean, it's like the smoke is billowing out and then there's just a giant explosion. I mean,
it's like rippling.
It is.
It ripples.
I mean, it's just everything just turns into dust. It's would see in a movie. Obviously, they're still trying to figure everything out. There are a lot of conflicting reports. What we do know is that there is a very high number of casualties, obviously, from an explosion like this. But the scene on the ground was incredible. Just, I mean, devastation everywhere, debris everywhere for a long, a large amount of mileage there. Chad, what are your
mileage is right. That was massive. That kind of explosion. We had a grain silo that exploded at a fertilizer plant down in West.
Right. Was it
Texas.
West? Yes, that's right. That's right.
Just north of Waco. A few years ago, about 6 years ago, something like that. That was a massive deal like that. So I'm interested to find out what's going on with that. That's you know, obviously people injured. I don't see how there can't be loss of life in a situation like that. That was a massive explosion.
Yeah. So
biggest one I've ever seen.
Yeah. We'll make sure to keep an eye on the headlines of it, Sydney.
Oh, no. Just every time I see that clip, and I've watched it a couple times now, I'm just like,
yeah, I mean, it looked like there's a hotel next to it, probably 12
stories. Oh, the buildings around.
And it just looked like they were just leveled. I mean, yes. I don't know if that was just the smoke and clouds of the explosion or, I mean, it just looked like it leveled that part of the city.
With the way that I don't even know how to describe it, like with the way that smoke kind of just goes, I don't even,
like enveloped the entire.
I'm really curious. That wasn't fireworks.
No, yeah, that was the initial reports. It was a fireworks
explosions.
Factory. No.
I've seen factories that have exploded and people have lost their lives in fireworks. Factories and stuff like that. I mean, that wasn't that.
No, it seemed to be something much more than that. But lucky for us here at Blaze TV, we don't actually, I don't have to do the research. We have Jason Buttrell for that.
God bless Jason Buttrell.
So Jason is on it. He was on it as soon
alive?
As it happened.
He's still around?
He's kicking? Here for now. What? Where would he, what?
I don't know. I haven't seen him in a minute.
Yeah, he's still.
So that means he's dead?
I hope he's not
like,
dead.
That's your
why would your mind go there? I mean, I just ask if he was still alive. I mean, we're just joking.
Yeah, so Jason will be on it, and we will hopefully have a little bit better idea of what was going on in the coming days. But our hearts and
prayers.
People
don't know I'm an idiot.
The more people who find out, maybe the better.
Can we get to a poll or something?
Yeah, we're going to after the break. So let's go ahead and take the break right now so we can get to the poll. We'll be back. By request from the one and only Chad Prather, we are going to do the poll now. So the poll yesterday was, do you agree with President Trump's proposal to ban TikTok? 90% of you said yes. Just 9.8% of you said no.
Those are 14 to 24-year-olds that make a living off of TikTok.
Yes. Which, by the way, I had no idea that, TikTok videos could be monetized.
They can't.
Okay, so how do they make their money? Because I keep reading this, and I'm like, what?
companies hire them.
Yep.
Like there was one girl, I think she made like $250,000 for the Super Bowl because she did a TikTok ad for like Pepsi or something.
Okay. That makes
and my
way
names
more sense.
And genders could be way off, but it was basically that scenario.
That makes way more sense. What are your thoughts on President Trump threatening to ban TikTok?
I don't know because, I mean, I'm just outside of the age range that would use it. I deleted the app myself because I was like, I don't really want to be spied on. Like my Samsung does that enough as it is. I'm good. But the libertarian side of me is like, I mean, like let people do what they want. And then the more conservative side of me is like, well, this is probably like a legitimate like privacy, like data risk.
You can see why it would be a risk.
Exactly. Yeah. And then I also think too, like, let's be real, like 18 to 24 year olds, like love you guys, but you're kind of dumb. And
Maybe.
You don't quite understand the ramifications of this stuff. So I'm really of two minds about it.
Yeah. And also, like, it wouldn't be the worst thing if you guys, like, got off your phones and actually started doing something a little bit
crazy.
More productive.
I don't want to go back to parenting. I don't want to deal with this. I got a perfectly good babysitter in the Chinese.
Right, yeah. You can trust him. It's fine. The CCP's never done anything bad in their life. All right, today's poll, really quickly, if Joe Biden refuses to debate Trump, who will? Joe's VP, Hillary, CGI Joe Biden, or Corn Pop? Let us know what you think. I mean, the obvious answer is Corn Pop. All right. Thanks, guys, for being here.
Thanks for listening to the News and Why It Matters. We hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you'd like to watch the program, become a Blaze TV subscriber and start your free trial now at blazetv.com.